Good morning to you.
Do you ever go out and play in the dirt and get all dirty?
My dad stopped when he was 16.
No, I don't think so.
But we always play
mud balls. Yeah, that'll definitely get you all dirty there. How about you?
You dug,
get you all dirty and things, right? Well, then once you've been out and you've got crayons on you and markers on you and sand and dirt all in your ears and in your hair and everything. Right. Then what do you got to do?
Take a bath
or a shower or something like that, right? And how do you feel? Oh, yeah. And how do you feel
when you're going outside? You have to put shoes on.
You got to put shoes on when you go outside? Does that mean your feet don't get dirty? Yeah, they still get it. So let me ask you then, what's the more fun part, the getting dirty or the cleaning up part?
Getting dirty.
Cleaning.
Cleaning up. Well, there you go, Carter.
Too dirty.
Well, that is kind of my word this morning, is when you go out and you play in the dirt and you get all dirty and everything, and then when you come in and you take a shower or a bath, well, you could get tired. But you feel nice and refreshed. That's exactly right. Don't you usually feel good, Aiden, when you come out of the shower or the bathtub? Huh, you got a phone.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
It doesn't. Well, it may work for you. Do you have ducks and stuff that you play with in the bathtub? Do you got... Yeah? Well, you got to be all shy about it. I got ducks in my shower. I just take showers with me. Well, what I was thinking of was that whenever you go out and get all dirty and then you come in and you take a shower and you get to feeling all nice and clean and all good about everything, do you know that as you go through life and you do little things that, well, maybe you shouldn't have done, you said something to somebody that wasn't too good. Thank you, sir. I'm going to get this thing turned up back there. We're going to work on it so I don't have to do this. I can do that. But, that better? So as you go through your days and you do things that you may have said something to somebody or you pushed them like that or something mean, you don't much think about it. Yeah, you don't much think about it after you've done it. When you push someone, that's not good, is it? No, that's not. No. And it's not nice. That's right. And yeah, and that's what I'm talking about. Things that you do during the day that aren't real nice, well, that kind of gets you dirty on the inside, don't it? Instead of the outside, that gets you dirty in what Jesus put in us there, in our hearts and in our souls and things like that. And as you go through the days and the weeks, you starts carrying more and more of that dirt on the inside of you, and it starts getting heavy, doesn't it? And then maybe you're not quite feeling so good about yourself. And when you're not quite feeling so good about yourself, then sometimes you're not even more not nice to people, yeah, and you might feel sick and stuff like that. So, if you get dirty all on the outside of you with dirt while you're playing, you can go in and take a shower and get all clean on the outside. How can we get all clean on the inside? And you get punched, that's not good either, is it? How can we get good and clean on the inside, though? Do you know? You pray. That's right. Ask for forgiveness. Well, I didn't say he said it and you didn't. I said that's right. I heard you. But you ask for forgiveness, don't you? When you pray, right? Can you remember everything that you've done over the days or the weeks that you've let it go? You can remember every single bad thing you've done.
I only did one.
Oh, only did one. Okay. Wow. Well, that's, I'm afraid I can't make that claim. I've got more than that on my books. But so if you go, you don't have to necessarily ask each individual thing. If you just ask God to forgive you for all of your sins, He'll do that, won't He? And that way, every day when you take a shower and you get cleaned up on the outside, if you say a little prayer after that shower and ask God to clean you up on the inside too and ask for forgiveness, it'll help. You think it'll help?
All you have to do is ask
because
you can clean me up on the inside.
Is that right? He'll understand that, won't he? Because God's like that. He can understand.
And when you blink, a pencil is not nice.
And when you break a pencil, that's not nice either.
No.
Well, I hear all these things that are coming out on you, and you're going to ask God for forgiveness on some of these things if that was you or if it was done to you, right?
Actually, I do break some pencils sometimes.
Yeah, well, they do break because they're pencils, oh, but they don't. Well, who do they belong
to?
Oh, but you still break them.
Yeah.
Okay, and that makes it okay. No, I don't think so. Okay, well, that's the word today, guys, and I thank you all for being here today and coming up. Let's let God clean us on the inside, okay? And we'll take care of ourselves on the outside.